Hey guys, you're watching another episode of AfterBuzz TV's Bachelor Nation Weekly. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
You're so gorgeous.
Hey guys, welcome back. This is Bachelor Nation Weekly. I'm your host, Sterling Case. And over there to my left, if we can grab their attention, this is Renee's favorite song. So just like give her a moment, let her live in this. Hey girls.
Hey.
How's it going?
Great.
Where can the people find you guys?
What's up, everyone? I'm Christine Alexis, and you can find me all over social media at Christine Bean. You can spell it however you want.
With three E's.
With three E's.
Three E's at the end of her first name. See? Hey guys, I'm Renee Ariel, and you can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Renee Ariel.
And you guys can find me everywhere at Sterling Capes. Christina is a little under the weather, so she's not here this week, but she will be back next week. So this week we have a couple of things going on. It was kind of like quiet in Bachelor Nation a little bit. I mean, we had the Halloween party, of course, and then we had a couple of, one wedding in particular, and then some reunions happening. So let's get right into that. So Whitney Bischoff, who was on Chris Soule's season, she won Chris Soule's season. They were engaged. She got married.
Not to Chris Soule.
Spoiler alert.
But well, obviously their engagement didn't last very long after the show. And then she met this guy, Ricky Angel, on Bumble.
Bumble.
Did you guys know that?
Girl.
On Bumble.
I don't think I realized that, except I saw like old articles where she joked about it, about how she was able to have control like on Bumble. So that's why they met or whatever. Anyway. Carly was there, Evan was there, Caitlin and Sean B were there.
Oh,
it looked like a really beautiful wedding.
Oh, cute reunion.
Meanwhile, we haven't like heard much about Chris Soule's ever since he got arrested.
I know, he's been laying low.
I know.
Truly. Well, he's like going through all the lawsuit stuff, so
hopefully he'll have that figured out soon.
Yeah, I know. That was also crazy.
He'll be Google searched a lot within the next few days, though.
I know, right? Yeah.
Who's Chris Soule's? Like...
Seriously. Yeah. Well, I liked that they got married in Cape Cod. Did you guys see the pictures?
I love Cape Cod. I used to go there all the time when I lived in New England. It brings back so many memories. I think it'd be a beautiful place to get married. It looked beautiful from the photos.
Yeah. So her and Caitlin are really close. They're always hanging out and like doing the podcast stuff together.
Yeah.
I think that's cool that they like remained close after their
I think
season.
It's hard not to, like with people who you spend so much time with on a show like that.
Yeah.
That's a lot of time to spend with anyone, right. Let alone like 30 women.
Yeah. I don't know if y'all watched that season like that religiously, but I just remember Whitney always annoyed me.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. I was always like, why is she making it this far? And then she won. And I was like, what?
What
this
happened?
Is so crazy.
Just...
Yeah. Well, I was always super entertained by Caitlin, obviously. So I wanted her to win. But yeah. So they met on Bumble. And now they're just living their best Chicago life. There they are right there.
That's so cute.
Yeah.
I love that they met on Bumble. I like hearing success stories of like modern dating apps.
Yeah.
Because I feel like a lot of the times you get a bad rap, which like... understandably, but you know, it's so cute when then event, you know what, Bumble got her a husband. Good
That's
for
fine.
You.
Definitely, you know, the level of guys on Bumble versus like Tinder or something, you know, it's different clientele there. So
absolutely.
I can get behind it that she got him on Bumble.
And she was talking about how like this was one of the first people she dated after her engagement ended. So she said she was in a super vulnerable spot and her emotions were really raw, but she felt really comfortable with him.
Yeah.
In your guys' opinion, because the Bachelor way of dating is like not very traditional, after if you like won the season and it didn't work out, considering how like fast paced that process is, how long do you think it would take you to then move on and start like dating? Because I know a lot of people were saying like with Lauren and Ben, like all of a sudden she moved on, he still hasn't, but she's like with an old boyfriend, so maybe that's why. But I always find it interesting, like considering how fast things happen, like they aren't together that long,
right?
So how does that hit you?
I think it really depends on, first of all, the couple, but second of all, how long you're together. Mm-hmm. They obviously, their relationship went from 0 to 100 really quickly over just a few months on the show. They ended in an engagement and not even knowing that each other that well. So I can't imagine, I mean, I'm sure it was heartbreaking when they broke up, but it's like, it's not like you really dedicated that much time to this person.
Yeah.
I was going to say the same thing. Usually when I look at breakups, I think about like how long you were together to kind of gauge like how long it would take you to get over that person. Some people say like you slice that in half and that's how long it takes. Whatever. I mean, it really depends on the relationship, how you ended, and I don't know. You're right. It's you're kind of in this like bubble in the Bachelor world. Like it happens so fast. So I guess it's not unrealistic to think that it could just move on that fast too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always think it's crazy. Like when you make it to like the top two and you're like exchanging I love yous, maybe. And then all of a sudden you're eliminated. You go home and you can't even call your ex back to like see if you can talk about it. Like that's that. He's engaged. Like that must suck.
Yeah, it's like ripping a Band-Aid, right? Just never looking back.
I think that also for Whitney and Chris specifically, their engagement, I don't know if you guys remember this, but the way it ended was super amicable. Like, I think they were really just like, we don't know each other. We don't really work that well in real life. You know what I mean? And then they just ended. And that was, I mean, she's been with the guy she married for 2 years.
Oh, wow. I mean, that's, like, normal. Like, I mean, I think, like, when you're engaged to someone, to really get to know them, you should be with them for, like, a year or two minimum.
Yeah.
Because that's how you really get to know someone. You're living with them when you're spending all your time with them. That is the way to tell if you can spend the rest of your life with them. Because don't get me wrong, there are times, like, in The Bachelor where you can find someone so compatible with you. But you don't know that unless you spend that time with them. Like, Ben and Lauren, I know they ended up breaking up. As it was reported, because they were trying to make it work and they couldn't. They're two different of people.
Yeah.
But how do you find that out when you're living, when she's in the mansion, he's wherever that he stays? The Bachelor doesn't stay in the mansion. I don't know really where he stays during the show. That's a good question, right?
I think they have their own house.
Yeah, just
like
not,
nearby.
Probably nearby.
Off the property.
But, you know, you can't, like, you're not spending that much time with someone. You're on these, like, six-hour dates once every week or two. Like, it's not enough time to really get to know someone. But of course, luck of the draw, sometimes you can truly find someone that's perfect for you, like Caitlin and Sean. I love Caitlin and Sean. Yeah.
I just got down a deep hole over here with all the Crystal's arrest because she responded when it happened and said, that's a very sad situation. I'm keeping everyone in my thoughts and prayers, especially the victim and his family, because obviously he hit someone and
They died.
It's so sad.
Oh, my gosh.
But I don't know. I don't know if many more details have come out about that. I think everything was sealed.
I do know part of it was, like, saying it was a hit and run, and then he came out saying it was not a hit and run. Yeah. He had called the ambulance.
Well, that 911 call came out of him on the phone with the ambulance, and then there were also people there that saw him there. But I guess they're saying that he left when he shouldn't have left or whatever, but also that alcohol might have been involved and that whole thing. It's so it's just really sad, really messy.
Yeah. And that wasn't his first DUI. He's had a DUI, or a few, I believe, in the past. I'd have to look up the number, but I know that is something he's dealt with before.
Yeah, even before he was The Bachelor.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's crazy. We'll keep an eye on that, and maybe another Bachelor Nation Weekly will have an update for you guys. Let's move on to something. I don't know if you guys got a little annoyed by this, especially since DeMario is in here and we asked him these questions very specifically. But so over the weekend, the whole Bachelor crew, essentially, like, it was literally
the Rose Boys.
Like, even Waboom was there. So that's how how you know that everyone was invited. and so anyway, DeMario and Corinne were posting a lot of pictures together and a lot of very flirty videos together.
They were dressed as a fembot and a biker, which I don't know how those two would ever cross paths in real life, but,
you know,
was it a couple costume? No,
it wasn't, but
definitely
I just thought it was
not
interesting. I was like, oh, okay.
They like made it one. They're like, I want to dress like with you, but I want to be a fembot and I want to be a biker. But let's just like make it work. And that's what they did.
Make it fashion.
I saw so many tweets and stuff about like asking what she was exactly.
That's why I brought it up. I'm like, I didn't know that that's what she was until his caption, like, this fembot like stole my heart or something. I was like, oh.
Yeah, it made sense. I mean, I see it now, like looking at it. I think her hair could have been a little different, but...
Don't you guys feel like she tried that on at Target and was like, this is my favorite swimsuit I've ever seen. How can I make this a Halloween costume and just not wear a swimsuit?
Oh, 1,000%.
It's absolutely like in Mean Girls how they say if you just wear lingerie and put on cat ears, you're a cat.
You're a cat.
I'm a cat.
She's a fembot. I'm a fembot.
I could totally see like Gretchen Wieners and everyone else like around her in a different costume now that you say that.
Oh, yeah. I could never wear a skirt that short. Just personally, I feel like my legs are, like, so long. I just, how do you do anything in it? You know what I mean?
She's definitely got to have something on under there to, like, make
hopefully.
It work. Hopefully.
I would think so.
Yeah.
I mean,
like, at a club, there's, like, dancing involved. If you're a dancer, you know?
Okay, unless can we sitter. Talk about what we're just, like, circling around? What is going on between these two? Are they, do you think they're just friends? Are they doing this for publicity? Are they hooking up?
Maybe for publicity, but I'm sorry. That's not your just friend. You can say you're just friends all you want, but they're just friends that have for sure kissed, or it's a publicity stunt.
They were ultra friendly on DeMario's Insta story. I mean, like, rapping along to the lyrics, but being super, super close. I mean, cheek to cheek, almost like full-on kissing. And I was just like, oh, interesting. About a week ago or two, yeah. You know, he just told us friends. Something else, that they were just friends.
Yeah, here's the other thing. Like, sometimes when it's that little medium area, like, you don't know what to call it. You're like, well, like, we're friends. We're friends that make out. And here's the thing. Like, I'm telling you, these people are too attractive / attracted to each other. They've obviously, things have happened. I guarantee it. But I'm just wondering if this is them. Is this them coming out publicly about it? Or is this a publicity stunt? Like, that's what I can't tell.
I honestly feel like it's for publicity.
What makes you think that?
I don't know. I mean, he captioned this, but first of all, in every interview, he always, like, doesn't address it directly. And he's like, I don't know. We're just friends. It's not anything, whatever. And then he captions this photo, the Fembot captured me tonight, or whatever it says. And so, I don't know. It's just like he's saying that they're just in a relationship, and then he denies it.
But he always speaks very highly of her, too.
Yeah.
Like, I think the quote was, like, she's still the hottest woman ever. Like, he always speaks very, very highly of her and their relationship and how strong their friendship is. You know, who knows? Maybe this whole thing could have, you know, trauma brings people closer. Yeah. I don't know.
And, like, this isn't a group photo.
It's not.
Like, they had their... There was a third person in that room that did not get in the pic. And they're like, take this of us, thanks.
No selfies. You take the photo.
Meanwhile, exactly. There was that that picture on Robbie's Instagram, and it was, like, the whole group. Or all the guys, anyway. There was, like, Chase there, Iggy.
Yeah.
Robbie was there. A couple other guys that... Oh, Jeff Holm was there, who is an old Bachelor alum. They just all really got together for this, so...
You know, it's hard making friends as an adult. So it's like, once you have the reality show to bond you together, might as well be friends for life, you know?
Quickly jumping back to Corinne and DeMario, though, it is interesting that both of them posted the exact same photo.
Yeah.
The exact
yeah.
same moment. That True. Just feels like... Something's going on. I don't know.
Like, they were trying to break the gram. Just put it out there.
Breaking the gram.
I think two photos would have broke the gram more. I think it was like they took 10, or actually, depending on how professional the photographer was, like, that photographer could have taken 3 photos, and then they're like, well, this is the best one of both of us. It's a rare moment when that happens. When, like, everyone looks good in the photo.
Right.
The True. Same photo. Rare. True.
Wow, it really was just a full weekend of Bachelor reunions, because the night before that, there was DeMario, Iggy, Fred, Peter, and Eric. Sorry, I got excited. Yay. And then and they were all out Friday night, and then they had the party Saturday night. And then Sunday, all of the guys went to the Chargers game together.
I wonder if they saw Danny.
I know, Danny. Oh, miss you.
Oh, for a second I was like, Danny from Bachelor Nation? And I was like, oh, Danny, I know. I
Danny Hoyt.
Danny, we miss you. I've been watching his, like, Instagram stories, and he's just such an adventurer.
All over
he's
the place.
Everywhere.
Yeah, he is. He's really killing
and
it.
And he has the most creative stories. Like, side note to Danny, like, your stories are always so creative. I'm like, I need to be, like, True. Better with my stories. Just the way he puts, like, the words, and, like, he, like, lines them up cool. And
he really does make it very artsy.
Very like, cinematic for
exactly.
Instagram.
Exactly. Like, he really uses the boomerang feature correctly. I don't think I do. You know what I mean?
Maybe we can call him up and get a lesson or two about that. I definitely yeah. didn't do that boomerang. If you guys saw it on our AfterBuzz page, I did not do a very good job.
She
that.
Definitely did. Just know Danny, if you know
So,
what I mean.
Speaking of this Maxim party... Still TBD on if DeMario and Corinne are actually together or not, or if they're just hooking up, or if they're just doing this for publicity. Guys, tweet us, comment below, like, what do you think is happening between these two? Because we literally asked the source, and we couldn't get a direct answer. So if anyone has any idea, just please let us know.
They walked a carpet together. Like,
guys,
what?
This is too much.
That's not what you do with your friend.
neither of them have, like, they're just both so mum's the word about it. Because when Corinne was on the Tomorrow Show with Maria, she, you know, she asked her about whether she was dating either, and she's like, no, you know.
Yeah.
Like, very tongue-in-cheek about it. So I'm like,
maybe
just
they're just hanging out and seeing how it goes, and also being super flirty on red carpets together.
And very public.
And very public about it.
Like, maybe. I love you guys. I wouldn't even do that on a red carpet.
With me?
I do that in the privacy of our own white room.
You guys have picked me up just like that in a picture before.
In the privacy of our own white room.
To be fair, it took both of you to lift me up like he lifted her up, but that's okay. But speaking of that Maxim party, our AfterBuzz crew was there, and they got interviews with all of these Bachelor stars. So you guys should head over to the AfterBuzz page and look for those interviews. I'm sure they're
Yeah, they're on the good. Red Carpet channel that we have now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, categories. On the Red Carpet channel. Mm-hmm. Nice. Okay, cool. So check that out. And then in other news, we talked about this a bit last week, but that Taylor and Derek are moving to New York. So he's already there.
Yeah. So this past weekend, a few of the girls from Bachelor Nation, like Christina, Vanessa, Kristen, and Danielle M, and Taylor, like, had like a girls trip in Nashville. But while they were on the girls trip, Vanessa and Taylor did a live stream with Kristen, and they talked a little bit about, like, fans were asking about the New York situation, if they'd already moved there. Apparently, Derek is living there right now with like a family friend because he did start his job. Taylor has not yet moved to New York because they haven't found an apartment yet, but they're still on the hunt. But meanwhile, she is back in Seattle.
Okay, gotcha.
Wow.
Wow, like, Bachelor crew loves to hang out in Nashville.
As well as it's there.
Is that what it is? I do love Nashville, so I won't, you know.
I've never been.
My sister lives
there. We should all go. They should invite us.
My other sister.
Like, your sister does not live there.
No. Yesterday.
We have another one. She lives there. No, Nashville's such a fun city. And you can tell these girls roll deep. Like, they were snapping from, like, breakfast and, like, having girl talk and laughing.
For sure.
I'm sure they spilled all the tea about, you know, Nick and Vanessa's breakup and maybe what's going on with Dean. Like, I wonder what all that convo must have been
seriously.
Like.
Speaking of Dean, Eric went on his podcast today. It hasn't been posted or anything yet, but I saw a little clip that they were doing the numerology thing, which he did in our studio, if you guys want to go back to that interview with Eric, which I thought was super interesting because I don't know a lot about that in general, but I just saw a snap, I think it was on Eric's Instagram story, talking to Dean, and they were doing the math together and all that stuff, and it just reminded me of, like, I was like, I don't know, 1 + 8 is...
He had us, like, so captivated when he was doing it. We're like, what?
I got real confused after it went past 10, or was it 13 or 10? If it went past a certain number, you had to do something to the number. I thought I had it down until I tried doing the math. He's like, no, this is your number. You're 1. I'm like, how am I 1? I still don't really know, but...
Super hard to say. But anyway, so he went on, they recorded it today, so that'll probably be up soon. So we'll be on the lookout for that and maybe talk about it next week anyway. Woo! Anything else out of Bachelor Nation this week, you guys?
I think that's all. It was a quiet week in Bachelor Nation.
It was mainly the DeMario and Corinne just speculation about what's happening there.
We need some confirmations. I need to know if DeMario and Corinne are dating. I need to know if Kylie Jenner is pregnant. There's things we need to know, and I want to know them now. She totally is.
She definitely is.
She's going to announce in the most... out there way possible because
of
the
baby.
Everyone out there, just bear with us for a second because I know we're just shifting from to Kylie Jenner just for like one
Kardashian's weekend.
Yeah, this is Kardashian's weekly.
It's the reality TV channel, guys.
No, but I think, like, how do you think she'll officially make this announcement? Like, after she has the baby? Or do you think she's going to do, like, a Beyonce Instagram? Or do you think she's going to do a magazine cover or something? Like, how do you think the announcement will be made?
I think she's gonna swatch her new holiday collection on her stomach. I think that's what's gonna happen.
Shut up. I thought at first you were gonna say on her baby, like, forehead or something.
Okay. I'm pregnant. I think it's going to be, the first things first is a photo shoot. She's going to post it to the Instagram like Beyonce, but it's also going to be on a magazine cover. Next, she's going to release a whole baby line, and all of the names of the lip products are going to be her baby's name, middle name, first name, last name, quality, something like that. Inner collection.
Zodiac sign.
She names her lip kits after everyone she knows. And luckily she has so many friends, so it just goes on and on. Like, my lip kit would be so short. There'd be like five people. Like, mom, dad.
Like Shirley. Shirley Cass. But Renee has never thought about this before, clearly.
No, never.
No, I think she'll do a magazine cover, probably like a paper or like a V magazine or whatever that one was that she's
We all know that Renee's only makeup line would be for cats. And that she would just use it in her house. Yep.
True.
Oh, wow. This Bachelor Nation Weekly has taken a turn all of a sudden.
It just went left.
Anyway, so let's get into our game.
Game time. Woo! Bachelor Nation Weekly game time. We did our own noise.
Yeah, there you go. We should have recorded that noise and play it every week.
Let's do it.
Oh,
hey, oh. Jeff, now you have to do that every week. No pressure.
You know I'll do it every week.
Good.
I got you.
Okay, are you guys keeping score?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Perfect. Heck yeah, we are.
Okay, you guys know what the deal is. I'm going to ask Christine and Renee who said what based on Bachelor bios. This week I chose ones, like, I, you know, just pick random seasons. I don't really, there's no, like, method to my madness here. But I picked Nick's season. Mm-hmm. So all girls from that season, I think. I might have thrown in, like, random names.
Ooh.
It's hard to say.
Ooh.
All right, so, are you guys ready?
Yep.
Ready.
I have to take two shots of tequila just for a few.
I know. Renee
one
has
to be drunk.
Renee has never won this game, so. Here's to hoping. Here's to hoping. Okay. When asked what law, if any, they would break if there were no repercussions, mm-hmm. who said?
Murder.
A couple of people did say that, which was kind of weird. And then, okay, we'll talk about that later. Okay, who said, I would break into the White House and spend months sleeping in a storage closet and observing what actually goes on behind closed doors?
Who would let this woman on the show?
When asked what law they would break if they could, they said, I would break into the White House and spend months sleeping in a storage closet and observing what actually goes on behind closed doors. A. Alexis. B. Dom. C. Kristen. Or D. Jasmine.
I'm got it? So getting okay. this wrong.
Okay. Guesses?
Alexis.
Kristen.
Kristen!
Yes! I was gonna write Kristen and I'm like, I don't know.
Nicely done. Ooh.
Dang it. Okay. I stuck at this game, you guys.
When asked to choose an animal that embodies them, who said, Pegasus, so I can run and fly and have a beautiful mane? A. Jamie. B. Danielle M. C. Corinne. Or D. Sarah. Okay, ready?
Danielle M.
Corinne.
Danielle M. Wow. Oh. Are you looking at my computer?
I'm not. I promise. Right.
What?
I'm not.
I would okay. never. That would have been like my last guess. Wow. I'm
know.
So good at this game. If you guys need like a phone call and like a game show, what do they call it? One line?
Yeah, yeah, definitely not you.
Call
and also,
me.
You're never going to be my partner for any sort of trivia game.
Anyone want to go to trivia night? Anyone? DM me.
Crickets. Okay. When asked if they could have dinner with anyone, dead or alive, they said they'd take their grandfather, Leonardo DiCaprio, and Jesus to Chipotle.
I know this one.
A. D-Lo. B. Rachel. C. Dom. Or D. Vanessa.
Dom.
You gave it away,
I know,
Christine.
Yeah, you really did. I
it
wouldn't
was
have gotten that.
So obvious
yes!
for me.
1 point yeah. for Renee.
I was like, that's so Dom.
Okay, so it's you both get a point.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Who said their biggest fear is dying alone and just getting old and wrinkly?
Same.
When I read that, everyone? I was like, that's really real.
Everyone?
Okay. A. Liz. B. Astrid. C. Jamie. Or D. Christina?
Christina.
Wait,
oh.
What are the choices again? Liz?
Liz, Astrid, Jamie, or Christina? Time's up.
Jamie?
Astrid.
Astrid!
Oh, yes!
Wow, Renee!
This is the best I've ever done, you guys.
Late game comeback?
Don't call it a comeback. Okay. This is the last question.
Okay.
who said if they could be any fruit or vegetable, they'd be an onion because they're a staple item and can be found all year round.
They missed an opportunity to say that there's layers.
Yeah, right? I know. I was very surprised at the end of that.
All year round. I'm always here.
So this person thinks they're a staple item.
Okay.
A, Lacey. B, Whitney. C, Rachel. Or D, Vanessa.
Wait, say it again.
Lacey, Whitney, Rachel, or Vanessa.
Do we go?
Lacey.
I said Lacey, too.
It's Vanessa.
Oh.
So, what's the score?
We tied.
No,
what?
We didn't. You only got two right, Renee. Don't try to say it.
Oh, we both got Dom.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know, once again, Renee.
I thought we tied. I thought there were four.
Renee, I'm very impressed with your improvement. That was really good. A for effort.
Thank you, guys.
An A plus for Christine for winning.
Next week, I'll have three shots of tequila because I can't stop losing the game.
And next week, you'll be wearing your Halloween costumes.
Yeah, we're going to dress up. Actually, tweet at us. Let us know what you want us to be, and maybe we'll dress up as it.
Oh, interesting.
And if not, tweet us what you'll be so we can just talk about it. Do both. Right. If you want to tell Christine, make sure you tweet at her, at Christine Bean with three E's, after Christine, not after Bean. Thank you.
This is getting completely out of hand.
Guys, if you only knew before we started how much Renee was making fun of me for my handle, but you love it.
I love it.
I love it.
I love the mystery of, like, where are the E's?
I really didn't know when you first said your name, Christine Bean with three E's. I always thought it was a part of the bean part, like it was B-E-E.
Did you forget there's E's in beans?
Yeah, but I thought people just knew, you know, it was just one bean. I'm the bean. That's
it. You are it. All right, well, now that we're all on the same page with that, you guys should definitely have Christine's memorized at this point, but Renee, where can the people find you on social media?
You guys can follow me at Renee Ariel. Also, watch Christine get, like, 300 new followers tonight because I finally know where to follow her.
I should get a commission on this or something.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. Yeah, thank you for clearing it up that I'm Christine Bean with three E's after my first name. That's it, guys. Find me. Follow me.
And you guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Sterling Cates. And Christina is at Miss Zias. Just, you know, killing it casually with Miss Zias. Okay, we'll see you guys next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.